In 1999, Alan Snyder and DJ Mitchell inverted the usual question of why savant talents are so rare and asked instead, why don't we all have savant talents? They suggested that the mechanism for such skills might reside in all of us in early life, but as the brain matures, they are inhibited, at least from conscious awareness. They theorized that savants might have privileged access to lower levels of information not available through introspection. Subsequently, they started to test this theory experimentally using transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, which now allows a brief and virtually instantaneous way of inhibiting physiological functions in different parts of the brain. Using normal volunteers, they applied TMS to the left temporal lobe for a few minutes in a stimulation designed to inhibit the abstract and conceptual thought governed by this area of the brain and, they hoped, to allow a transient release of perceptual functions in the right hemisphere. These experiments have produced modest but suggestive results, seemingly improving skills like drawing, calculating, and proofreading for a few minutes. Bossemeyer and Snyder are also investigating whether absolute pitch can be released by TMS. Similar techniques have been used by Robin Young and her colleagues, who found in one study that they could duplicate the release effect, but only in 5 out of 17 subjects. They concluded that these mechanisms are not available to everyone, and individuals may differ in either their ability to access these mechanisms or even whether they possess such a mechanism. Whether or not this is the case, it certainly seems that a sizable minority, perhaps 30%, of normal adults may have latent or suppressed savant potentials, which may be released to some degree by techniques such as TMS. This is not entirely surprising, given that various pathological conditions, frontotemporal dementia, dominant hemisphere strokes, certain head injuries and infections, may lead on occasion to the appearance of savant-like abilities. One must infer that there are, in many individuals at least, very concrete eidetic and mnemonic powers, which are normally hidden, but which may surface or be released under exceptional conditions. The existence of such potentials is only intelligible in evolutionary and developmental terms, as early forms of perception and cognition, which once had adaptive value but are now suppressed and superseded by other forms. Darold Treffert, who has studied dozens of people with savant powers, both congenital and acquired, emphasizes that there are no instant savants, no easy path to savantism. Special mechanisms, whether they are universal or not, may be necessary but not sufficient for savantism. All savants spend years developing and honing their skills, sometimes obsessively, and sometimes drawn on by the pleasure of exercising a special skill, a pleasure perhaps heightened by its contrast with their own overall intellectual impairments, or by the recognition and rewards their powers may bring. Being a savant is a way of life, a whole organization of personality, even though it may be built on a single mechanism or skill.